I'm going to call this meeting of the House Committee on Early Childhood and Family Supports to order for Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. So members, today we have a work session scheduled on all the bills that we've been discussing up until today. So hopefully they're all in a condition that we can vote and move them forward. So first I'll open the work session on House Bill 4065. 4065. Do you want to provide us some information so we know where we're at?
Sure.
Thank you.
Chair Lively, members of the committee. House Bill 4065 was heard by the committee on February 6th. It is the result of an interim work group's activities. It comes up with a number of changes to the Office of Child Care system. Among other things, it prohibits a child care provider from providing care for 5 years after having a certificate registration or background registry enrollment denied. Allows OCC additional enforcement authorities, such as issuing cease and desist orders against a child care facility. Expands who may seek injunctions against a facility. Increases maximum penalties for violations. There is a dash one amendment that specifies that the prohibition on providing care for 5 years is based on a denial for cause. It makes additional provisions operational upon passage. There is no revenue impact, and fiscal has issued a statement saying a minimal fiscal impact. It has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Okay. Any questions before we proceed with motions? Okay. Representative Bonham?
Chair Lively, I move to adopt the dash one amendment.
Okay. Representative Bonham moves to adopt the dash one amendments. Is there any discussion of the dash one amendment?
When are those dated?
Chair Lively, Representative Hayden, they are dated February 2nd, 2018.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion or questions? Is there any objection to adopting the amendment? Okay. If not, the amendment is in place. Okay.
Chair Lively, I move House Bill 4065 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill will be referred to Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Bonham moves House Bill 4065 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Okay. If there's no discussion, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bowles?
Yes.
Representative Bynum?
Aye.
Representative Hayden?
Aye.
Representative Kennegai?
Aye.
Representative Malmstrom?
Aye.
Representative Brocksmith?
Excused.
Vice Chair Bonham?
Yes.
Vice Chair Peluso?
Yes.
Chair Lively?
Aye. So the motion passes. The bill is sent as amended to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Okay, one down. Good job. Welcome.
Chair, I'm sorry I'm late. I saw Representative Bynum in the stairwell, and I thought that I would beat her here, but...
That didn't work, did it?
Ever gave you that idea. But he looks great.
I'm the pink.
Only real men can pull off the pink. I tell you.
Oh.
Be on the record? Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
But don't forget tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't. I got my orders in a long time ago.
I'm gonna open the work session on House Bill 4066. So Chris, if you'd like to.
Thank you, Chair Lively, members of the committee. HB 4066 was heard by the committee on February 6th. The bill creates the Early Childhood Equity Innovation Fund, appropriates $2.5 million for the fund, allows the Early Learning Division to use the fund for grants to culturally specific early learning, early childhood, and family support programs. There's a dash four amendment, which renames the fund the Early Childhood Equity Fund. It alters grants criteria, valuations process, and the rulemaking and reporting requirements. There is a no revenue impact and a fiscal impact statement issued. It has a sub-referral to Ways and Means.
And would you mind providing us the date of the Dash 4 amendment?
The date is February 7th, 2018.
February 7th, 2018. Okay, very good.
Chair Lively, I move to adopt the Dash 4 amendments.
Representative Bonham moves to adopt the Dash 4 amendments. Is there any discussion of the Dash 4 amendment? Okay. Any objections to the Dash 4 amendment? Okay. If not, the amendment is adopted.
Chair Lively, I move House Bill 4066 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Representative Bonham moves House Bill 4066 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussions of the motion? Hearing none, the clerk, will you please call the roll?
Representative Bowles?
Yes.
Representative Aye. Representative Hayden?
Aye.
Representative Kennegeier?
Aye, with enthusiasm.
Representative Mulster?
Aye.
Representative Brocksmith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bonham?
Aye.
Vice Chair Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye. The motion passes and the bill is sent as amended to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Okay. Now,
Rep. Brocksmith want to vote on 4065.
Somebody had to make a motion to amend the
suspend the rules.
Thank you.
Make a motion to suspend the rules to have Brocksmith vote on 4067.
So it's been moved to suspend the rules to allow
65.
Representative Brocksmith to vote on House Bill 4065. It will not, okay. Well, here, we better follow the. We're getting pretty formal here, you know this.
It's your committee, Mr. Chair.
So Representative Hayden has moved. He's requesting unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow Representative Brock Smith to be recorded as voting on the bill. Is there any objections to the motion to suspend the rules? Okay. And Representative Brock Smith, how do you vote on House Bill 4065?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're set. Okay. Thank you. So now I'll open the work session on House Bill 4067.
Chair Lively, members of the committee, House Bill 4067 was heard by the committee on February 8th. It adds developmental delays to the list of conditions eligible for special education services from kindergarten to age 10. There's a Dash 1 amendment that applies to children in third grade or lower and delays the effective date to July 1, 2019. There is a revenue and a fiscal statement issued. There is a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, and we have a letter with permission to rescind the referral.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the Dash 1 amendment is dated January 29th, 2018.
Okay, is this the... Okay, was there any questions on what he just presented? Okay.
Chair Lively, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments.
Representative Bonham moves to adopt the Dash 1 amendments. Is there any discussion on the adoption of the amendment? Representative Kennegeier?
Thank you. The amendment, for the most part, as I recall, delays the implementation until July of 2019. Uh-huh. Gives us the next session to really look at how do you compare whatever increased costs there are by continuing special ed services versus the savings you get from not having to retest and savings down the line. And so I'm eager to be a part of that conversation. I hope that we in fact have savings, but I do recognize there could be a bump up in the beginning because savings tend to come down the line. And I'm very eager to work with all the parties that gave public testimony to ensure that we have the resources we need for this. I think it's a very, very important move that we move forward and change our policy.
Thank you. Any further discussion of the amendment? Any objection to the amendment? If not, the amendment is adopted.
Chair Lively, I move House Bill 4067 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Representative Bonham moves House Bill 4067 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral to Joint Ways and Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there any discussion? If not, please call the roll.
Representative Bowles?
Yes.
Representative Bynum?
Aye.
Representative Hayden?
Aye.
Representative Kinnegar?
Aye, with enthusiasm.
Representative Malmstrom?
Aye.
Representative Brocksmith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bonham?
Yes.
Vice Chair Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye. The motion passes and the bill is sent as amended to the floor. Representative Kenny Geyer, would you like to carry this bill?
I'd be delighted to. Okay. Well, maybe would you like to co?
I'll co with you if you would.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Well. I'm a little, you too.
I'll do it.
Okay. Nice to be on the same side of paper.
That'd be fine. It. Thank you both for volunteering.
I'll keep it calm.
Okay. Okay, so now we're going to open a work session on House Bill 4079.
Chair Lively, I move House Bill 40.
Excuse me just a minute. Representative Pulisic, can the committee just kind of give the overview? Can the committee staff?
He knew.
Well, he does know. Thank you.
Sorry. Chair Lively, members of the committee, House Bill 4079 was heard on February 8th. It requires the Department of Human Services, when determining eligibility for temporary assistance for needy families, to disregard as resources any money held in specified pension and retirement accounts. There is no revenue impact. There's a fiscal impact issued. And the bill has a sub-referral to Ways and Means.
Okay. Now,
Chair Lively.
Thank you, Representative Peluso.
I move House Bill 4079 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Representative Peluso moves House Bill 4079 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion of the motion?
Yes.
Representative Hayden.
Thank you, Chair Lively. Contemplated this bill a bit. My concern with it moving forward is not the intent of what the bill. I support the intent of the bill, and I'm going to support the bill, but I do hope that we watch for any abuses in it, meaning that there's no upper caps. My concern was there's no upper caps. I think it's a very small amount of risk, but there still is a risk that people could utilize this in a manner that it wasn't intended. So I'm going to support the bill, but I hope we keep an eye on that.
Thank you. Any further discussion of the motion?
I Mr. Chair, I second his comment.
Okay. Thank you. People are nodding their heads. So, okay. So if not, please call the roll.
Representative Bowles?
Yes.
Representative Bynum?
Aye.
Representative
Hayden?
Aye. Representative Kinnegar?
Aye.
Representative Malmstrom?
Aye.
Representative Brocksmith?
No.
Vice Chair Bonham?
No.
Vice Chair Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye. The motion passes, and so the House Bill 4079 will be moved to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Thank you. One more. So I'll open the work session on House Bill 4081.
Chair Lively, members of the committee, House Bill 4081 was heard on February 8th. It requires the Department of Human Services to use savings in the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program that result from certain from policy changes, improvements in the economy, and other factors to be used to increase cash grants under the program. There is a -1 amendment that allows alternative use of the savings for investments in the TAMP Job Skills Program. There is no revenue impact, and there's a fiscal impact issue. There is a -2 amendment, which determines how to calculate the savings based on the caseload costs projected in the budget compared to the actual caseload costs. There is no revenue impact, and there is a fiscal statement issued. And we have a letter to add a referral to subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
And the -2 was dated today, is that correct?
The -2 -2 amendment is dated February 12, 2018.
Yesterday.
-1 is dated February 8,
2018. Okay, very good.
Chair Lively, I move House Bill 4081 as amended to the...
You got to adopt the amendments first.
Oh.
Nice try.
Chair Lively.
She's also going to take off that subsequent referral, too.
Well, you know, now we're talking about my bill. And so we're just going to
That's right, we're just
going
to go right
this.
To it.
Yes, we're just going to take care of it.
Thank you.
All righty. So do I start with all three of these? Okay, Chair Lively, I move to adopt the -1 amendment.
Representative Pelosi moves to adopt the -1 amendment to House Bill 4081. Is there any discussion of the -1 amendment? Any objection to that amendment? If not, the amendment is adopted.
Chair Lively, I move to adopt the -2 amendment.
Representative Pelosi moves to adopt the -2 amendment to House Bill 4081. Is there any discussion to that motion? Any objection to the amendment? Not, the amendment is approved. Okay. Representative Peluso.
Chair Lively, this is what I really want to talk
I know
about.
It is.
I move House Bill 4081 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Peluso moves House Bill 4081 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion of that motion? If not, please call the roll.
Representative Bowles?
Yes.
Representative Bynum?
Aye.
Representative Hayden?
Aye.
Representative Kennegar?
Aye, with enthusiasm.
Representative Bolster?
Aye.
Representative Brocksmith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Bonham?
Aye.
Vice Chair Peluso?
Aye.
Chair Lively?
Aye. Motion passes, and the committee will be sent as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means. The bill will, excuse me. Representative Peluso, yes.
Chair Lively, if I may, I do want to acknowledge the folks from the TANF Alliance who were instrumental in making this happen, and it is very much appreciated, and it's just nice to be doing the good work that we need to have happen. So thank you all so much.
Very good. Any further business to come before our committee today? Stand by for some future hearings or informational hearings on some issues we've talked about before to continue the conversation, but otherwise...
Do we have it on Thursday? Yeah. Huh? Do we have any hearing on Thursday?
We have nothing currently scheduled for Thursday.
So keep our eyes open.
We always talk about child care tax credits.
Yes, we could. Well, and that's on the list to talk about again, so it's okay. If not, we're adjourned.
Yes. You can.